It's 8:45, live from KIOS Studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's tax time. The W-2s are starting to come in now. Of course, it's made all the more fun because we have a partial government shutdown, but more on that in just a little bit. Generally, you'd gather your things and grab TurboTax because you have that home computer, or you'd go to your own accountant. What if you don't have those resources? What if that just doesn't fit into the budget? Where do you go? Where do you turn for help? Well, you turn to my guest today, Brad Iquiriquiu, who is the Director of Financial Stability, also a PhD. So, Doc, it's good to have you here. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about your organization, which is affiliated with United Way, and how you help people.
Sure. Well, I'm a representative of United Way, and the EITC Coalition is a group of partners, community members, that are really taking a liking to not only financial stability but financial promotion. There are many people in the community who can use extra money, you know, all the time, and especially at tax time. There are some loopholes, especially with the recent tax changes and all the laws that are coming out of the White House. We have to stay on top of those things, and there are volunteers in the community that United Way loves to support that, again, promote financial stability, promotion, and debt reduction, savings, on and on. So we always know that not only money management, but asset management is vitally important to our community and to the households that make it up.
And I want to talk about both prongs on that fork there, because I think I've always believed that freedom, true freedom, comes from financial independence. And you do not have to be a wealthy person to achieve financial independence. And I've believed that a lot. Let's start with taxes, and here's why. Some new tax laws were enacted that apply to the 2018 tax year. It makes it a little confusing. There was the good news of here's a standard deduction of $24,000 or so for a married couple, but there's no longer the personal deduction. Is that right?
Right. There and the little nuances like that. That I think we're all used to a system that is already set up, but the little nuances, just like the one that you recommended, are all out there. And again, it's going to be new for everybody filing this year. So why not seek out a professional, especially a volunteer group in the community that will be able to not only know those but advise you through those per your specific tax return. I think what happens is families maybe get scared or they get tentative. And end up guessing or giving their best guess and saying, hey, you know, the IRS will let me slide by this time. And you know what? That's really not how it works in D.C. But, you know, nonetheless, having this resource, especially this free resource at multiple sites across the community, why not just go in there and have a set of professional eyes look at it, tell you that you've either guessed right or tell you that, you know, you need to go this way or move this number to this column or this box. You know, it's there for us. And, you know, again, United Way is really, really excited to support this kind of program.
How would people listening who may find themselves in the category of, well, boy, I could sure use some help and I can't afford it, it's not in the budget, how would somebody get in touch with your organization?
Sure, there are a couple different ways. One, you can just pick up the phone and dial 211. It's a free community resource hotline. There's also a website. You know, you can get on and check out the EITC Coalition. You just do a simple search for that. You can get emails and phone numbers from there. But really, the easiest way is to utilize the 211 number. They'll be able to give you specific site locations and addresses, and sometimes even directions on how to get there from where you're coming from.
So let's talk about achieving financial stability, because some folks may think, my goodness, $10 a month, $20 a month, just a drop in the bucket, that's not really going to help me at all. But wow, if you're in your mid-20s, early 30s, and you're putting away $10, $20, $30 a month, that is actually exactly the path you want to be on, isn't it, for retirement, self-sustained retirement?
Without question. And Yuma, just like you said, you don't think that it adds up, but over the course of your months, over the course of your years, especially if you have it in some kind of account or savings bond, some kind of vehicle that's bringing the returns, you know, not necessarily in today's market, but overall over years and years and years with the market doing what it does, you're going to have a nice chunk of change at the end. And so that's really what some of these sites are working on as well, talking about savings, talking about what your assets can do now. You know, let's say you get a $500 return. You know, can you put 100 of that away in some kind of savings account, or maybe an account for one of your child dependents for their college or their startup funds, or
like,
something
like the
that.
529 or something of that
Without
sort.
Without question,
right.
Yep.
The compounding, which is exponentially grown throughout the course of a decade, or two decades, three decades, is where the magic is, if mm-hmm. you will, right?
Yeah, and you know, I would like to say I have a finance undergrad degree, and so I remember all of that stuff from school, but these are things that leave your mind. You know, you don't really think about how your money is compounding in those accounts, but, you know, I think the overall lesson here is to know that savings has to be a part of your lifestyle, to know that one day you can get to that financial freedom and that financial stable position.
Absolutely. Again, 211 is the number to dial where you can get hold of these resources. Brad Ekwu, thank you very much for joining me today.
From NPR News.
My pleasure.
I'm Steve.
Appreciate it.